It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
That's how it happens here. Broadcasting live from State Street, where hope you're having a great morning so far.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Family Show for Friday morning. And Mike Clemens is standing by. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. But first, today is the last day for the Sconny Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. So we've got all these texts ready to come in here on the keywords that we'll have for the last day of the contest.
I can't wait to find out what that keyword is for today.
We'll get to it in just a moment.
Can you just mention it quickly now?
Well, no, I'm not going to mention it here until I tell you that some of the prizes that you may win if you are one of our daily winners all the stuff with like Wisconsin Dells prize packets every hour during the 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., also 1, 3, 5, and 7 p.m. for the last day of the contest. Different keywords for each of those hours. And again, this is a statewide contest. We've got those Wisconsin Dells prize packs during those hours. Also, one winner a day of Milwaukee Brewers pair of tickets, club level tickets. These are great seats. And all the text entries are also entered for the choice of three grand prizes that we'll have a couple of winners for those, including a Lake Geneva getaway, a Door County vacation, and also a lake house staycation, complete with the gas to get there and back. And you can listen to WMDX or any of the Civic Media radio stations for the keywords to text as we go through it. So here's today. All you got to have is the Civic Media app, by the way.
You have to text in to win.
Yeah. And use the text button on that to send this word in for today. The word is cheese for this hour. Cheese. Cheese is the word.
Yeah, can't forget that.
Check the text line, Gordy.
What? Okay, I'm not saying that. Cheese is the keyword. We don't want to confuse anybody with any other keywords that you're sending in on the text right now. So, all right, get that in. During this hour, we'll remind you again.
To whoever keeps sending in the eggplant emoji, I really appreciate this. This is hilarious this morning.
We got a lot of them, yes. All right, so that's the keyword on the Sconny Summer Contest for the 7 a.m. hour, the Sconny Contest.
Should we recap why we have the eggplant emoji? No.
Yes, go ahead.
No, let's not do that.
Okay, let's not. All right. Temperatures today getting into the upper 70s right now, 63 degrees.
And I got to say this, though.
What?
You know, about the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
I am dependent on that now.
Isn't it great?
It's amazing to be able to get a radio station anywhere at any time. No fade out. It's always there.
It's really cool.
That is really cool.
Stations all over Wisconsin.
I think
21 stations now. We just added another station.
It's so weird.
Yes.
You're thinking, oh, it's going to start fading out.
No.
Never fades out.
No. It's perfect.
You could be in France and listen to this. All right. Anyway, I just
people are sending us all kinds of texts this morning.
Oh, my God. Again, Robert out in McFarland.
The keyword. What? It's cheese. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's out of hand now. We're getting animated emojis.
We just keep digging ourselves into a deeper hole.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
I think something tells me there's going to be a meeting later today. I don't know.
What do you say we talk to Mike?
Let's get to Mike Clemens.
Let's get to sports.
He's our sports guy here for Civic Media, and we're having him here on the show for the very first time. So
that's right.
Mike, good morning to you. Thank you for being with us today.
Yes, and dealing with us in some way, shape, or form.
Good morning, Gordy. Good morning, John. We met briefly at the big company Christmas party.
Oh.
And one of the producers took me aside, and I said, you know, I'd like to be on their show. You're getting pretty popular again in Madison. And I said, well, you know, the boys aren't really into sports. And I go, I got news for you. Neither am I.
What? Wait.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a disc jockey who keeps on getting sucked back into this.
Is that right?
I was like 20 or 21, and UWM in Milwaukee had a show that was on, you know, to fulfill public affairs, doing a news show, and I really wanted to get on as a news anchor. I was hoping that maybe I'd have a job where I was maybe in news, or maybe a disc jockey. And on weekends, I wanted to be an NFL Films photographer down on the sidelines.
Oh, wow.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
Well, so I get into Channel 18 in August of 82 as a kid. They're the flagship for the Brewers. They go to the World Series. I get to cover all the world, as a producer, all the World Series games against the Cardinals.
Oh,
and
it
just like, and then one day a reporter, you know, who's like in his late 20s, we finished a Friday morning show, and he says, "Well, can you cover the Packers game with me Sunday?" I go, "You mean shoot camera?" He goes, "Yeah, yeah." Okay, so he picks up the phone. He calls the legendary Lee Remmel, longtime PR director of the team, and says, "Lee, I need two." And, okay, you can pick him up. We'll call. And I said, "That's it? Yeah, you're going to be on the sidelines shooting camera at the Packers game."
Wow.
And so it's, you know, it's been that way.
That is just unbelievable. Wow.
What a run you've had, man. That's tremendous.
What an exciting moment, right?
What a way to start, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, and the cool part is, you know, you see guys that are getting, you know, cuts in newspapers and stuff like that. So now for Civic Media, I cover the Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks, the Badgers for our 21 stations with updates of what's going on. But, you know, don't come to me with the sports trivia stuff. You know, let's just talk about some of the personalities and the players, because that's really, at the end of the day, that's what makes a big difference as to who's going to be, whether you're Patrick Mahomes and winning again, or you're Aaron Rodgers and Lord knows where he's at this weekend.
Well, what is the latest on Aaron Rodgers? Did they find him? Is he made any statements in the last 24, 48 hours?
The team made any statements.
Yeah, you know, the New York Jets have a mandatory mini camp. They could have had it last week when there was about 10 other teams that did it. But, you know, as a player, you come in and you got a schedule and you got a contract. And there's things that, you know, attached to that schedule and contract. So, you know, Aaron has made millions and millions of dollars. But, you know, the coach, Robert Saleh, who's a close friend of Matt LaFleur. As a matter of fact, they're, you know, best man at each other's wedding.
Wow.
They got into the NFL together. Yeah. Saleh got LaFleur into the NFL with a job with the Texans years ago. So I've talked to Saleh one-on-one at a Super Bowl when he was with the 49ers. He's a great guy. He's also a well-read coach. You know, he's one of these guys who talks about hand-to-hand combat and things like that. And so, you know, it's a good fit for Rodgers, right?
Right.
When he goes to the New York Jets. And Robert says, okay, you know, here's when our mandatory minicamp is. Same day, as a matter of fact, as the Packers and most of the NFL. And what appears to be about a week before, Aaron goes, you know, can't make it. I got something really important going on. And let's make an analogy. Let's say you guys wrote a script, put together a play. You got some funding. You got your cast hired, you build your sets, and you're going to get into the theater in about a month. And you say, "Hey, guys, let's all get together for one more really good rehearsal before, you know, our show opens in a month." And your lead actor, who's got 175 lines, some, you know, long speeches in the play, says, "I can't make it. I'll see you guys when curtain goes up." That's what it's like.
That is.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
So he just gets away with it, and What will happen when he finally comes back? I mean, will he get fined? Will he get? They're not going to do anything, are they?
Mike, the New York Press. I mean, you know, this is crazy stuff. I mean, they're attacking this guy left and right. There is no coming back from this, right?
Well, when you stand, Aaron stood there and said, "Listen, there's no excuse. If you're not putting everything into trying to win right now, then you need to get out of the building." And he dropped some, you know, F-bombs and whatever when he did that. They're now taking those quotes and putting it on the front page of the New York Post.
Yeah, the Post.
You know, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I covered Aaron for 17 years and, you know, a close working relationship. And for most of those years, you know, he was great about X's and O's. And, you know, you would hear, like, other players, they'd go to his house and he might have him over for a barbecue.
Yeah.
And while he's sitting there, you know, cooking the burgers, he would look up at the, and a plane would fly over, and he'd say, "You see that smoke coming out, those contrails?"
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You ever wonder if those cause cancer? You know, he has these out there kinds of theories.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, now he's put on a headset, and he talks to Joe Rogan, and he gets into every...
Crazy.
Big endorser of Bitcoin. How did that work out? You know, it's just, yeah. How do the Mannings make this look so easy to just show up and be spokespeople? And, a guy's entitled to an opinion and to make it think, but for some reason he just keeps on finding ways to go way out of bounds off the field.
So he sent out these signals early on, and people could have seen this coming eventually, right?
What, that he was going to be gone?
Yeah, he had these conspiracy theories floating around in his head. Right, Mike?
Yeah, like through Mike McCarthy and through Matt LaFleur, sure.
Yeah, LaFleur.
You know, just like, okay, he's an interesting guy. He's well-read. But then, you know, he started doing that stuff on the McAfee show. And I don't know. The thing is, it gets weirder every year.
It does.
That's the head scratch.
Is he going to lose any of these endorsement deals, like with State Farm or anybody else that he's...
He already did.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay, I missed that. Wow.
Bay of Health up in the Green Bay area.
I don't know if you missed this, though. I just mentioned that he is an executive producer for his production company, Awkward Handshake, and they're doing a film on Kenny Washington.
I heard about that a couple weeks ago. They actually haven't written the script for that yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got two or three guys, and that's fine.
Yeah.
To me,
that's great.
Kenny Washington, I think, was like a running back, might have been the first African-American football player signed by, you know, the league, then the Rams.
Right.
And, you know, and Aaron has also had funded a lot of musicians and owned a studio. And that's all great. You know, great ways to put back in and to invest his money or whatever. You know, he could have been the host of Jeopardy. I mean, he did really well.
That's true.
Why not?
Oh my gosh, you're right.
I'm serious.
The whole world's open to him.
Because, he was a contestant on Jeopardy, and he beat an astronaut, David Kelly.
He's a smart guy.
And I asked him, I said, so what's the key to winning Jeopardy? And he said, you show up 2 days earlier and you learn, you know, you watch how they do it.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Mike, we gotta
can you hold
wrap
on
it up.
And come back? We want to talk about the Brewers a little bit, okay?
All right. More with Mike Clemens coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show. We're talking sports, but before we get to Mike Clemens, I want to get to Brittany Merlot. She is here, and she's got late-breaking news about the horrible weather that is on its way to us. No, that's not happening, right?
No, it's not going to be horrible. It's going to be hot.
Oh, that's the late-breaking news. It's going to be very hot. Got it.
Hot and humid. Yuck. All right.
Brittany, you want to give us a quick update on the upcoming weather here, and then we'll get back to our conversation with Mike Clemens. And by the way, why don't you join us with Mike?
You know a lot about sports.
Weather today looks fine around here.
Yeah, it sure does. We've got a high-pressure system taking over today. Sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s to low 80s south. Mm-hmm. We'll have a northeast breeze this afternoon, may get a little cool by the lake. But other than that, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Rain arriving by the afternoon, heavy rain and thunderstorms overnight and into Sunday morning.
What? Again?
I know. But after that, hey, we got some partly cloudy skies for Father's Day afternoon, and it actually looks dry, just hot and humid, near 90.
You call us Florida light.
Exactly.
All right, let's get back with Mike Clemens and Brittany. Stick around here.
If you want to chime in, you can always ask a few questions. Sure. We're going to talk about the Brewers right now. Let's find out what's taking place. They had a great run so far.
Yeah, they're doing wonderful this season so far, right, Mike?
They're in first place, still 6.5 games ahead. You know, and I heard Brittany talking about earlier about how hot it's going to get next week, and when I heard her say it, I thought, Well, thank God we got the Packers mini camp out of the way this week. That wouldn't have been
much
fun. Plus, the Brewers are on the road next week, too, so it won't be like a, you know, a hothouse at AmFam Field next week. Brewers are in first place. They've, you know, you got 10 pitchers on the roster. Six of them are on the injured list.
Wow.
I mean, they keep bringing up these pitchers from the minors and somehow surviving. Then they bring up a great kid named Robert Gasser in his second year, and he's got, you know, a fastball and a great pitcher, and all of a sudden he screws up his elbow, and he's out trying to see if he's going to get surgery. But Pat Murphy is doing creative things. Like the other day they're playing the Blue Jays, and they hadn't scored. It's getting into the sixth inning, and he's got Bryce Terang on first and Blake Perkins on third, and the batter is at the plate. They pulled off a double steal Terang gets a second, and Perkins steals home. And after the game, Pat Murphy, the manager, was asked, you know, who gave the signal for the double steal? He says, we watched tape. We watched tape of that pitcher from the Blue Jays. Great fastball, but he's got a little bit of a delay. And so we thought, if we're in that situation, if there's two outs, and we got men on first and third, let's give this a try. So the guy on first starts headed to second. That baits the catcher to try and throw him out to end the inning. Meanwhile, the other guy comes home, steals home. The guy at second was kind of surprised the ball was coming at him. He dropped it. And, you know, Terang is safe, and Perkins scores at home. I mean, Murphy's got all of his assistants involved. They're watching tape. Yeah. They're stealing bases. They're doing everything they can. And they're 6.5 games ahead of the Cubs. In the meantime, with Craig Counsell, have lost 8 of their last 9 series.
They'd be a real formidable team if they had all their pitchers.
It'd be amazing.
Well, that's a great story. You know, you mentioned Mike earlier when you were talking about, you know, getting into sports and all this. If you mentioned Channel 18, I don't know if a lot of people, you know, with cable now, and you know, there's no such thing as channels.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Channel 18 was like the great independent station in Milwaukee. And it was sad to see that station go. But
And it was also carried on cable, like the 5 states around the Midwest as well. So they would play movies. We did these little news updates. But, you know, I mean, you know, I had relatives in Iowa and Minnesota say, hey, I saw you out there the other night, you know.
So. Yeah, that was great.
Hey, Mike, let's switch to the NBA. So the Celtics are up 3-0 over Dallas. Where do you think that's going to end?
Well, yeah, they're in Dallas tonight for Game 3. Yeah. They've dominated. It's a team. The Celtics play as a team. It's not like there's one necessarily a superstar. Jason Tatum is, you know, their leader. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to give credit to the roster that they've put together. And they've pretty much led the Eastern Conference all year.
They're an amazing team,
Bucks. Yeah. And I think the Bucks came up at the end of the day. They probably need some younger players. I think they got old all of a sudden, just 3 years after winning the finals themselves. Of course, a bad injury to Giannis at the worst possible time towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
But, you know, the last time the Celtics won the finals, the head coach was Doc Rivers.
Well, there you go. Brittany, do you have any sports questions or stories for Mike this morning? Anything you want
to... No, I was actually just shocked to hear about that double steal because I used to do that back in the day in softball, and I had no idea they could pull that off in the major leagues.
Oh,
so
really?
That was pretty cool.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
What position did you play, Brittany?
I used to play first base.
So you're pretty tall, aren't you?
No, but you know what? I'm not a lefty. So after a while, by college, I got replaced by a lefty. And you know what? That's fine. I wanted to work anyway.
All right.
I was in a media softball league, and there's like double and triple steals, but there was also a lot of beer drinking and drunkage.
Oh, yeah.
And breaking rules.
Yeah.
Well, that's what sports is all about. Beer drinking, right?
Beer drinking and breaking the rules.
Yeah.
That's right. Pretty much says it all.
Pretty much.
Yeah. At least in Milwaukee or in Green Bay. I mean, that's what you do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good enough.
Anything else, Mike? You know, we're not real big sports fans, but you made it interesting. And
yeah,
I appreciate you going after the personalities that are in sports more so than anything.
Well, probably the next big story is, if and when Jordan Love gets his new contract.
Yeah.
Oh. Last night, Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback for the Jaguars, got a 5-year deal. They started him right away. He didn't have to wait 3 years like Aaron Rodgers did or Jordan Love did. Mm. They started right away. He's proved himself. Mm. I think he's like 11,000 yards already in passing. So he got a deal, 5 years, $245
million. Wow.
$200 million of that is guaranteed, and he got $142 million of that upon signing.
Oh, my God.
Who's his agent?
Wow.
Man,
that's...
Right?
Johnny Gordy needed an agent like that.
Yeah.
Wow. When Aaron Rodgers was at that same stage of his career, he got that first big contract, he got $20 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's how much the thing has changed from 2008 to 2024.
Isn't that amazing?
$180 million difference.
What, is there something called a protected player, or is there a designation like that for, like, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, the people they want to protect from ever leaving?
Well, I don't know if it is specific to the contract or not, but, you know, he's locked in for 5 years, so now, you know, the Jaguars can do.
All right.
And also, the agents inflate this stuff because there's also other kinds of clauses where, you know, if the player gets an injury or there's that or there's or whatever, the teams, they can push that money around so they can keep it under the salary cap for years to come.
All right.
But whatever, you know, it's, okay, your move, Green Bay Packers, you know, what are you going to offer for Jordan Love?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us, and we'd like to have you back again. Every once in a while, get us up to date on what's going on.
Someday
sports.
I got to get to Madison and join you guys in the studio and
please
look
do.
At those protests down on the street. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we got the naked bike protest as well. Yeah. So.
And Brittany, thank you also.
Thank you.
Thanks for being in on the sportscast.
Rocker is next the John and Gordy Friday edition of The Family Show. Coming up.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees round a hive. State Street. I really want to go there. Lots of happy people. And a guy in underwear.
I wrecked it.
State Street. That great street.
That is great stuff, huh?
It is.
I love that.
You know, next week we're going to have Art Paul in the studio.
Is that right? What day is he in?
We've got Art Paul coming
in. Tuesday. I met him at the night market last night.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's great.
Art Paul was on Stage Street.
Fantastic stuff.
Well, what an unusual place to find him.
I missed him.
Yeah, he'll be here and probably sing State Street. What a great song.
That was a fun time at the night market last night.
It was.
Really good time, good stuff. Hey, we want to remind you about the Text to Win contest, the Scani contest, the summer contest. This is the last day for it, so last chances to get these different keywords in through the day, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., also 1, 3, 5, and 7 p.m. Those are the contest hours for the keywords.
Yes.
And the keyword this hour to text in on your Civic Media app is cheese. Cheese is the word, not grease.
What cheese is the word. What a way to close out. I love it.
Smile great and word. Say cheese. So it is a statewide contest. Text in to win Wisconsin Dells prize packages, also Brewers tickets, and the big staycations and vacations that we're offering from Lake Geneva, also Door County, and a cabin in the woods somewhere near Fort Atkins and way out in the middle of nowhere with a pontoon boat that you get to use.
I understand they provide chainsaws and masks.
That's what they provide.
It's a little reenactment out there.
So John, is that what recreation you like to do in the woods?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Anyway, cheese is the key word.
Battery-operated chainsaw, by the way.
Good luck to you. Hey, guess who's with us? Rocker has joined us in the studio, as he does every Friday morning. Good to see you, man.
What's happening, guys? Thank you for having me on.
Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio. We got a lot of good stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Dana for Dane. You know, she's running for Dane County Executive. Mm. And she's having a big party coming up Sunday, June 23rd at the Crucible called Dana for Dane. It's going to have live music, comedy, drag circuit, Dukakis, Burlesque, and more. So we're going to talk to Dana. We're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk about burlesque and comedy and drag circus.
Really? That's fantastic. We have her as a guest.
We're talking to her on Monday, actually.
On Monday.
Oh.
So we'll talk about burlesque and...
burlesque and live music.
Yeah. Sure.
And then Joe Marsden. He's actually playing tonight at the Gamma Ray, opening up for Iron Plow and 88 Dynamite. So we'll be talking to him tomorrow night because he has new music out. And Boda Cheetah. We'll be talking to the band from Lake Geneva. And they're going to be playing next week at our June 21st for the music Make Music Madison stage that Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, 92.7 are putting on. Mm-hmm. So it'll be great to hear them. And we'll actually hear a song from them in a little while. All right. Have one. Mm-hmm. And live in the Lair, 9 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday night, on Max Inc. Radio with Graham Marlowe. He's from the Lakeview Trio. He's going to be doing a solo. He's a Madison-based keyboardist and synthesizer, graffiti artist, instrumentalist, solo guy. It's going to be pretty crazy. A lot of good stuff, kind of a lot of jamming. And Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts after that. And then we move into Max Inc. Sunday. Jimmy K spins local music, Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal, and that's out of Niagara, Canada. That's somebody else's local music. Mm-hmm. And then John's favorite, Max Inc. Americana, Sunday and Monday mornings, 4 to 6 a.m.
Love that show.
So that's what's happening on Max Inc. Radio.
Jam-packed weekend.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, we were talking last week about Marta Hansen, the piano gal, and she was live in the Lair. And, of course, you know, we record those. We do video. Yes. And then Terry Barr writes a great story about it, puts it on the civicmedia.us website.
Gets an award.
And so you can actually see the video to this song. Mm-hmm. If you go up to civicmedia.us, click on the article about it. She is going to be playing Thursday, June 20th, Marta the Piano Gal, 5 p.m. in Cannery Square in Sun Prairie for the Community Art Making Project and Piano Parade. And they have a whole bunch of pianos around Sun Prairie that you can go up and walk up and play.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really neat event.
That's a nice place, that Cannery Square. It's a beautiful setting there. Yeah.
Oh, I love Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie is really just a city that's been burgeoning over the last few years,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Tuesday, June 25th, Marta the Piano Girl, she's at Concerts in the Park. That's a sing-along at the Splash Pad at Wetmore Park in Sun Prairie. There's live music, games, food, and more. It'll be pretty fun. But I thought I would bring in a song that we recorded last week in the Lair. This was live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. This is the Piano Gal. This song is called Bang Bang. It's about a mother who has to drop her children off at school every day and kind of has that thing hanging over her head about, you know, will there be shots today in the school? So it's a really intense song. One thing she told me is when she played this, when she was done, she's like, I had to really try to not cry. I cry every time I play this song. But she didn't want to do that on the radio.
Right.
But every other time she does. This is Bang Bang. This is Marta the Piano Gal.
All right.
Was it real? Did I dream it? Bang, bang. Pack up your things. I love you. Have a good day. Bang, bang. It won't happen. Not here. Not us. Not you. Bang, bang. Every day. Getting louder. Getting closer.
Welling up a little bit, you know. It's just it's a really an incredibly moving story.
Yeah.
Really. I mean
that just,
I mean, no one thinks about that. You know, you go and how many of us go drop our kids off at school, you know, every day, and you know, the specter is kind of out there hanging over your head. You can't. It's the elephant in the room, right?
That's Marta Hansen, and she has a great little store there in Sun Prairie with the pianos, and
the piano.
I've been
shop.
There a few times.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the Cannery Square piano parade. I'm just Now, you said they have pianos all over the place. There's not like, light, I think, 15 to carry around.
I want to say there's like 15 different pianos. No, they're placed.
Yeah.
And I think they're just calling it a parade. I don't know if it's.
But there are pianos, upright pianos?
Well, people can go and sit down and play, right?
But outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What if it rains or something?
You move them inside.
Yeah,
but they're giant. Do they have people to help move these things?
I'm sorry, John. I don't have these answers to these questions.
Yeah, I'm getting traumatized thinking about pianos.
Okay, just let that go for a minute.
John, they figured it out. I don't think you were there last night, but at the night market with all of the live music I mentioned, I think we've talked about it on the show before. I built a self-playing piano. And I thought it would be a great idea to bring it to the next night market. And Gordy was like, "Well, how are you gonna move it?" I didn't have an answer for him. Yeah. But
yeah, they're heavy. We had one in our family when we finally sold the house up north. We just left it there.
Yeah,
and they that's what happens.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, Thursday, July 4th. That's Independence Day for those Americans out there who are not aware. The mascot theory with...
Johnson might go to Russia.
Okay,
Johnson.
That's true.
The mascot theory, we've talked about them. They're going to be playing at the UW Memorial Union Terrace. Mm-hmm. But opening for them is going to be a band, Bascom Hill, that I haven't heard about in a while. They're Kenosha Trio. They did a lot of great things back in the 90s and 2000s. They put out a song on the Wisconsin Vinyl Collective Volume 3 in 2020. It's a collection of previously unreleased songs from artists with strong Wisconsin connections, which you can actually find at wivinyl.com. And Bascom Hill, this is called Our Love Burning.
Would you believe I believe I was wrong? It's all right that you're gone. Do you think you were right? Did you ever think that maybe there's no fault? 'Cause I'm watching our love burning, the earth it keeps on turning, it's alright. Yeah, I'm watching our life burning, the burnt ashes fade into the night. Moving on, I guess I should have seen this coming.
That's a real nice song, great production, beautiful.
Great stuff.
It's a beautiful thing.
Bascom Hill, you can see him on the 4th of July with the Mascot Theory at the Memorial Union Terrace.
Sounds like a fun show. Yeah,
best places to see bands, I tell you. Great stage.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Friday, June 14th, 6 to 9 p.m., Teddy Davenport, he's playing at the Hop House in Verona. That's 231 South Main Street out in Verona.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy delves deep into a rich tapestry of folk, blues, country, gospel, and he crafts a sound that's unapologetically honest and deeply soulful. And I know Teddy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times, actually.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, he played up in Baraboo, and I've seen him a little bit somewhere here in Madison.
He's been around. I think he kind of took off for a while, but sounds like he's back.
Yeah.
So I thought this would be a great opportunity to play a song from Teddy Davenport playing June 14th. That's actually today.
Hop House Brewery,
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that date is cool.
Great to go out there. They have great food and excellent beer.
Really? I've not been there to eat.
Yeah, it's really nice.
This is All I Can Do Is Cry. This is Teddy Davenport.
All right.
Another day, another dollar. I wonder why I bother. It's so hard to get by. All I can do is try. All I can do is try. I got my hand in devil's band coming out the put on the stand.
All right,
good stuff.
Hey, really interesting voice.
Yeah, Teddy's great, and I bet you he'll be a solo acoustic tonight. My guess at the Hop House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when he was. He had some band. He's got a lot of great material out there.
Yeah,
I don't want to make
really good guitar players.
I kind of got the Hop House mixed up here because they have two locations: one in downtown Verona and one in Verona, but at a different location, a larger venue, and they have food there. I think the one on Main Street in Verona is they have a food cart. I think.
Oh, okay, like right across from Miller's.
Right across from Miller's. Yeah,
okay. That's the small one.
Yeah,
and. Well, you'll have to go to Google and find out which one Teddy's playing. We didn't know there was more than one Hop House.
It is in downtown. It's on Main Street. It's a smaller place.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, you know, I like to bring in interesting things to you guys because sometimes when I'm looking for these gigs, I find wild stuff going around Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this thing, the ice cream boat float. Ice cream boat float. Say that five times fast. Lake Wingra, that's Sunday, July 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. So it's Sunday time. And you paddle out. And there's a barge out in the middle of Lake Wingra.
Oh, this sounds great.
And you get ice cream. Right.
That's my birthday. I want to have a birthday party out there. That's great. That'll be fun. Wow.
You know, Madison is just a crazy place where you find these odd things happening around
town.
That
is so cool. Yeah, the most work you have to do to get an ice cream.
Yeah. Lose weight on the way out, exactly. Lose weight on the way back.
Sure, why not?
And gain it all back while you're on the barge.
Exactly. All right.
Oh, that's going to be funny.
Right.
And let's see, we could talk about another cool thing that's happening before we get back to music, which is Tuesday, June 18th, 5 to 8 p.m. It's free. San Damiano Summer Beer Gardens. That's at the San Damiano Friary, in case you don't know where that is, over on Atwood Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Cashbox Kings are playing there. So
excellent.
Right on Lake Monona. Everybody probably wonders what goes on there.
Sounds good.
We're back
with more with Rocker on the John and Gordy Show in just a moment.
Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the capital of the state. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
That is.
Yeah.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show with Rocker in the studio. We're looking at local music.
That's right.
What do we got
and
coming
Madison
up?
Madison is the music city.
It is.
As far as I'm concerned, local in the Midwest,
music.
At least. It's always been. It seems like at least since the 60s, right? And still.
I came out here in the mid-80s, so I can only sort of comment on that.
But okay.
Ever since I've been here, it's been nonstop music scene. There's always been...
Where did you move here from?
Well, I went to high school out in Waukesha, but I'm originally from New York. So I'm a transplant here.
What part of New York?
Schenectady.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, no,
I was born
town as Catherine.
Yeah, and I was born in Binghamton, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right.
What a small world.
I know, you know, and we both probably have the same experience of coming out here and saying, what is a bubbler?
Yeah, exactly.
I still don't know.
Yeah.
All right, the Material Boys. I don't know if you've heard of these guys. They've been around for a long time, but they are...
Girls. I've seen them, but
they're bluegrass, right?
Okay.
They got a lot of beards and stuff, but they play Madonna songs.
Oh,
no,
that's
kidding!
And they have some of their
great idea.
Oh, I love that.
And so, so they're playing Thursday, July 11th at the Memorial Union Terrace. A lot of terrace shows happening right now, and they're back for their third year in a row for that. It's Bluegrass Gone Crazy, original bluegrass, playing for your favorite Madonna songs and originals. So they do a lot of originals.
I cannot wait for this.
Well, we're gonna. What's your favorite Madonna song?
Well, it's obviously Like a Virgin. First one, so
he scored.
Oh,
wow.
Let's hear it. This is the Material Boys, Like a Virgin.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is unbelievable. Really, truly.
That's amazing.
This is a gem.
What a great, wonderful thing.
The Material Boys, Thursday, July 11th at the Memorial Union Terrace. I can guarantee they're a lot of fun.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
We should go to that one, yeah.
I want the CD.
I'll get you a song. Okay. Tonight. Friday, June 14th from 8 to 11 p.m., it's the all-new, brand-new Gamma Ray Bar, 121 West Main Street. Tonight, it's Marsden Iron Plow
and
88 Dynamite. Mm. That's a Civic Media 92.7 FM event for Max Inc. Radio Concert Series. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be playing drums for Iron Plow. If you want to come down, we go on at 9 o'clock. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a really good time tonight.
Yeah, sounds like
that
fun,
bar is always a great time. Yeah. You know, I thought I'd bring in another 88 Dynamite tune because we've heard some of their other stuff. But this one is called Bright Tomorrows. 88 Dynamite playing tonight at the Gamma Ray Bar.
All right.
That's a driving song, and I love the lyrics, you know. Eddie 8 Dynamite has a song called Bright Tomorrows.
Good stuff.
That is actually a really great poppy song. I love that thing.
Oh, that he's a Tim Butt Sexy. He's a great songwriter. Yeah. He's a guitar player and singer. All right. Let's keep moving here. This coming Friday, June 21st from 3 to 9 p.m., it's Make Music Madison here with Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and the Max Inc. radio stage at Make Music Madison. Mm-hmm. So it's at the top of State Street at the Forum, which is 104 State Street. We've partnered with Make Music Madison, Dane Arts, Music Makes a Difference, Civic Media, and Ian's Pizza. And we'll have Brian Bethke starting at 3, Sarah, Katie Scullin Band, and Boda Cheetah. Mm-hmm. I promise you, I have some Boda Cheetah. They're a funk psychedelic rock fusion band out of Lake Geneva, and they're really good. They do funk, rock, jazz, fusion, bluegrass, all kinds of influences. So let's make sure we hear this. This is Boda Cheetah, Highway.
You can run, you can't hide, burning from the inside, swallowing all my pride. Well, I'm losing my damn mind. Up and down, here we go. Coming in from down below. Insane, I don't know. But crazy, that's for sure.
Tell you what, any good song with highway in it, I'm usually a big fan. So I like it.
Yeah, they got the funk going.
This is going to be so fun. They're going to go on around 7:45, right here at the top of State Street.
Right, you just know, a block away.
We're
going to be there. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
June 21st.
All right,
that's sounds 3 good. To 9. That's the Max Inc. Radio stage at the top of State Street.
Yep,
we're just about out of time. Max Inc. Radio Weekend.
Yay!
Don't miss it with Rocker.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for John and Gordy for this Friday and for this week. We will be here bright and early Monday morning.
Are we?
Okay, yeah, that's, I think we're back. Fantastic. Pretty
we'll
sure.
To get up
last
that.
I know.
All right.
Okay, 6 a.m. Yes. See you Monday.
About that.
Have a great Father's Day weekend.
Yes.
Be nice to your dad.
Father's Day.
Okay?
I'm a dad. I hope they're nice to me.
So long, everybody.
Rorty in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Rorty Show.